Coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Guten Tag.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rao Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Madman on the loose. Madman on the loose. Damn it, you are talking to a very mad and pissed off J. Rao. Welcome to the pissed off edition of the J. Rao Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me say what's up to all the girls in the world. Mwah! Kisses to you. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight I had some serious things that went down, folks. Let me tell you this, though. I will say a good thing about BTR. Cynthia really came through and did something for us. We're going to say some great things about Cynthia tonight. But BTR, hell no, we're going to talk about their ass. All right, high fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, in the remaining minutes that we have left, I'm not even sure how long we're on the air. But listen, the QRD, the question of the day. Should it matter the sex of the person if you fill in the blank? Plus, the meat and potatoes tonight, more than friends, but less than lovers. You have to stay tuned for that. The listening lounge is all about Layla Hathaway tonight, and I hope you guys are listening to us. But if not, that's okay. You'll check us out in the archives. What's up to all the weekday warriors? We appreciate you and yours. Right now, it's time to step out. It's time to get you caught up with your news. And, of course, my three-minute commentary. And then after my three-minute commentary, you will be blessed and privileged to have the very best, and I do mean the very best, on-air personalities in the full world. It's the J. Rao Show, finally, on a Wednesday. Let's get this party started right to you.
Get your popcorn ready.
The J. Rao Show starts now.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Federal authorities in New York say they have arrested a 21-year-old man in connection with an alleged plot to blow up the New York Federal Reserve building. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston explains, Bangladesh native Qazi Nafis apparently thought he was dealing with other like-minded terrorists.
Well, the criminal complaint from the Department of Justice says that in July, Nafis first contacted someone who was an FBI source and asked him to join a jihadi cell to carry out a terrorist attack. Nafis allegedly told this informant that he'd come to the U.S. specifically to wage violent jihad. And there were some conversations on Facebook, apparently, in which Nafis discussed whether he could wage violent jihad if he was here on a student visa, and apparently he decided he could. Eventually, an undercover agent posed as an al-Qaeda facilitator, and they started to discuss possible targets of attack. And that's when Nafis allegedly decided that the Fed would be a good target because striking it would strike at the heart of the U.S. economy.
Nafis faces a range of charges, including attempting to use what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb to blow up that building. President Obama made his first campaign stop in Iowa after last night's presidential debate. As Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports, the president took the opportunity to continue his fiery critique of his opponent, Mitt Romney.
At an indoor gymnasium on the small liberal arts campus of Cornell in Mount Vernon, Iowa, Mr. Obama said Romney's tax cuts would gut education. Instead, the president said he'll continue to help recruit young teachers in fields like engineering and math.
I've got to tell you, we don't have to collect a bunch of binders to find qualified, talented, driven young women ready to learn and teach in these fields right now.
The president also focused on his accomplishments in his first term and encouraged Iowans to vote now. Early voting in the state started last month. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Mount Vernon, Iowa.
Mitt Romney, campaigning in Chesapeake, Virginia today, took aim at President Obama's efforts to help America's women. The GOP presidential hopeful said the administration has failed women, citing the still high jobless rate and the U.S. poverty rate, and the lack of a plan to turn things around.
I just think the American people had expected that the president of the United States would be able to describe what he's going to do in the next 4 years, but he can't. He can't even explain what he's done in the last 4 years.
President Obama, for his part, ridiculed his rival, calling his opponent's five-point plan for the economy a sketchy plan that boils down to one thing, helping the wealthy at the expense of the middle class. Firms that trade in at times risky and complicated financial instruments known as derivatives may soon have to meet certain minimum capital guidelines. Securities and Exchange Commission, the industry's main watchdog group, has voted to seek public comment on proposed rules which would set collateral requirements to keep customer funds separate from the firm's own trades. Stocks up for a third straight session today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 5 points. The NASDAQ gained 2 points today. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's three-minute commentary starts now.
What's in a name? You know, we've talked about this plenty of times on some of the shows here on the network. And we talk about how some people have these names, Shaniqua and, you know, Shanane and all these names. And let me tell you something. First of all, parents, it's okay to name your kids what you want to name your kids. But here's the question. And listen, this is not a debate. This is just an opinion. I mean, you know, I don't have a problem with you naming your kids whatever you want to name your kids, you know. But at the same time, when you think about it, you know, are you doing what's in the best interest of the children? Now, coming up on the serious side, we're going to have an in-depth conversation about this, and the segment will be called What's in a Name? We're going to really debate this issue because I think it's deserving to be debated. Because, you know, we African Americans, we like to give our kids stylistic names. We like to give our kids ethnic names. But when we do this, are we really and truly not giving our kids all the advantages that they need in today's world? Now, I hear what you're saying. Jay, I can't believe you're saying that. I can't believe that you would say that us, by us naming our kids whatever we name our kids, it will have an effect on them in their adult life. Well, I'm saying it. Because what you want is, when your kid applies for a job, you want your kid to have as fair a shot for that position as the next person. And let's face it, folks, there are people in this country that still don't like us because of the color of our skin. And so when you tip them off that you are Shaniqua or you are Daquan or whatever you name your kid, bottom line is that, you know, that may be the difference of whether your kid will ever get in the door or not. And I don't want to hear, well, if they feel that way about it, then I don't want my kid there anyway. Trust me, your kids are working places right now where there's someone in that building who don't like them because of the color of their skin. So if that's your analogy or if that's your thought process, then your kid better open their own company, because the bottom line is everywhere they go, with the exception of a full minority-owned business, that's going to be the case. It's just a way of life, folks. That's just the world we live in. All people are not bad people, because, you know, the president would have not gotten selected or elected into the office if everyone thought that way. But come on, there are enough people who think that way to have an effect on something. So where does this leave us? Well, listen, name your kid what you want. Am I saying name your kid Bob and Sue and Diane? No. I'm saying that what you should do is, when you think about naming your child, think about your kid at the age of 45. Think about your kid at the age of 65. Tanika, the grandmother. Don't know. Doesn't have a ring to it for me. But the bottom line is, you can do what you want to do. but we'll talk about this on the serious side. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Oh, yeah, she's the queen.
A queen to be forever.
The queen of inspiration.
Do whatever His Highness desires.
Oh, yeah.
She's your queen.
She's the queen.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to EvolveStrategyTeam.com.
Introducing
Dr.
Princess Audelia.
Ah, yes, bow down. Bow down, bow down. Dr. Princess Audelia, the queen of inspiration. How are you on this fun-filled evening?
I am doing just well. Got some coughing going on, but I'm doing so well.
That sounds like a personal problem. You got some coughing going on. Why? Do you have a cold? What's wrong with it?
I am resisting, if you would.
Are you resisting?
Yes, okay. This thing that attempts that's trying to come on. But anyways, listen.
I'm
so excited. You know why?
Why, Dr. Princess Audelia?
Tomorrow night. I will have on the True Purpose Development Show.
Who?
The first black woman.
First black woman.
Black woman. To hold her position.
The very first black woman.
Very first.
As
judge in the 46th District Court. Oakland County.
Wow.
Oakland County. A predominantly very wealthy county, one of the wealthiest in the United States.
I'm so excited for you. I'm excited.
She's going to be the first Michigan Supreme Court judge.
Wow.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited, too. Matter of fact, I'm going to set my alarm so I can listen, because there's nothing else I'd rather do on a Thursday night is to listen to the first black
judge
of Michigan.
No, she's a very powerful woman.
Is she? What's her name, Dr. Princess Audelia?
Her name is Judge Sheila Johnson.
Okay, the only judge I know. The only judge I know is Judge Judy. She's not that popular. I don't know who she is.
Well, then you need to find out who she is, because she is.
Should I Wikipedia her?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I will.
Sheila Johnson.
What an exciting name, too. Wow. So don't forget tomorrow.
She's beautiful, too. And once you see her, you're going to want to watch it anyway. Listen to it.
Why is she fine now? That's the only way I will. Now, she look good now. I may tune in. Is she fine?
Oh, you act like you're so for the black people.
I'm just asking you a question. I just ask if she's fine. That's all I ask. I mean, I don't need all that. I just ask if she's fine, I may show up. If she's not fine, then I will. I don't know what I'll do. I'll make this up as I go. How about that?
Oh, wait. I have one more thing to say. And you know what?
Oh, yes, Dr.
You are supposed. I am on your network, right?
Yes.
So
yes, you are.
You should
yes.
be excited about.
I am excited. You can't hear the excitement in my voice.
No.
I'm
no,
very
you're
excited.
You have a patronizing, condescending sound.
No, I'm not. I really and truly want to hear what the judge has to say.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be very
I'm excited. I'll be
very
there with bells on tomorrow. I promise you that. Thank you, Dr. Princess Audelia. Can we move on from you now?
Yeah, bring my girl in.
I will bring your girl in. I will light the match.
Is Mr. Elias here tonight?
Did you hear his intro?
Look, Marty, you could be late.
Well, I was. Did you hear
what would be? Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
No, she's not taking no bullet for no stranger.
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. Man, she didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay, you wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
There she was. Standing outside, looking good. as bullets were flying. And your kid was by themselves on the curb. Mama B didn't save your kid. She grabbed her stuff and ran. Jumped in her Cooper's limousine. I want to ride with Momo B. What's up, Momo B, baby, baby? Hey, girl.
Good evening, ladies.
Good late evening. Make sure you get it right.
Good evening, Momo B.
Hi. I just love it.
I love it too.
Would you
it
take a bullet?
The truth.
I like that. Every time I hear it, I just crack up. It's the first time I'm hearing it.
There may be people listening for the first time, Momo B. So I want them to know who you really are, who you are deep in your soul. So yes,
deep in my soul.
Yes.
Thank you,
you
mind.
Are a person who will leave a person's kid. You will not protect another person's kid. And you used to sell drugs. And you got arrested by the police. And I don't know what else you've done. And you always have sex on your mind. So I mean, listen, this is who you are, and I want people to embrace that. They need to know the real you.
All right.
Know your real you. Don't try to call out my girl. What about you?
You calm down. Yeah. No one's talking to you. I'm already mad tonight. Okay, first of all, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. It's the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, okay, what gives? What are you guys doing? I'm hearing intros at the top of the hour. Well, let me explain to you folks. And I'm going to say nothing but great. Matter of fact, I'm going to save that for 10 good minutes, which comes up in 5 minutes. I have some wonderful things to say about Cynthia, because Cynthia is the Blog Talk rep. I think she's outstanding. I think she and I are starting to get a love connection, I think, a little bit here.
Listen.
Okay, riddle me this, and you tell me if this is true or not. Every time I have a problem on BTR, Cynthia is the on-call person. Is that coincidental or what?
No, that's because Cynthia, she's, you know, Blog Talk Radio. I remember when they first started.
Okay, nobody, you don't need all that. Just, okay, what?
BTR is not that big and fast, okay?
Oh, it's not that big. So you're saying that Blog
that
Talk Radio is a raggedy piece of stuff, and they have three people working on it in their underwear. Is that what you're trying to say about Blog Talk Radio?
I'm telling you, I don't.
What are you saying?
I know back then it wasn't that big in staff, because every time I used to call back in 2000.
So two people. So John Sweet is one, the cowboy hat guy, and the guy, Alan Levy. And so you're saying that there's really Alan Levy, cowboy hat, and Cynthia. That's what you're saying.
How many people started Facebook and were running it at first? Come on.
What the hell does that have to do with what we're talking about tonight?
It has to do with this.
Nothing.
BTR is an empire. Yes, it is. But it's also...
Is it the evil empire?
It's also...
What empire is it?
But it is. It is an empire in the social media realm. It's
wow.
But guess what? But guess
Gold
what?
Gold star for you. Yes.
What we need to understand is that
what do we need to understand?
An empire. We, in today's technology, we can have an empire, and it can be a one-man shop, or a hundred-man shop.
Yes.
But you don't have to have a huge staff to do some great things.
Oh.
That's
kind of like
those who are listening. Oh,
okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to hit you in your eye. I got my fingers on the trigger. Look at it. Light skin. What's up, baby?
Boy, I come on to the show and I just hear.
Jesus Christ. Light skinned man, I tell you something, I'm glad you called in, because I want you to listen. Coming up in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Excuse us, grown people are talking. Excuse us. Hello. Okay, coming up in about 3 minutes, we're going to go into 10 good minutes. And I know what you're thinking. 10 good minutes at. What, 15 or 10 minutes after the hour? I know, folks. We'll explain what's going on here. We have a perfectly good excuse as to why we are running 30 minutes late. I promise you that you will love our excuses. But anyway, Lightskin, what's going on, man? What you know good, though? What you know good?
Oh, man, you know, I'm listening to the show. You know, y'all got me laughing. I remember when Momo B was going to let the kid get hit. I was on the show. He said, hell to the no, I won't take a bullet. She wouldn't even. I think that night she wouldn't even get her ankle sprained for the kid. She was like, hell to the dog. Let the mama do it.
She's worse than that. We did a show. We did a show, Light Skin. We did a show, and we talked about, okay, you know how parents have this issue with, yeah, here it comes. Parents have this issue with, you know, who's the favorite child? And my story is, look, I know my sister is my mother's favorite. I have no problems with that. But my mom has an issue with that, and she says we need to stop doing it. And so we talked about this, and we asked Momo B, which was her favorite. And she just, her daughter, oh, my daughter, she's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, my God, I love it. God bless me with her. And I said, wait a minute, don't you have a son? Oh, yeah, yeah. Really? 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 And so then we talked about if the city flooded. I said, Momo B, you're talking about saving your daughter. Oh, my God, I'll take my daughter. I don't want anything to happen to her. I said, what about your son? Well, we need somebody to row the boat. Yeah, he can come along. This is Momo B, the mother of the year, by the way. Jesus Christ.
I never said I was the mother of the year.
Well, I never said it either. I was joking.
Neither did he.
Make sure we get that straight. All right, folks, we're trying to get it back on schedule here. Here we go. Oh, I guess. Here we go.
I'll say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
I know what you're thinking, folks. It's time for 10 good minutes where we sit around and talk about some things that are not about the topics. Whatever's on our mind tonight, and it's sponsored by the Rib Zone. Now, you know what I'm going to talk about. You know what I'm going to talk about. Let me just get this off my chest right now. So here I am, Momo B, sitting there chilling, making the rounds, you know, notifying all our peeps on Facebook and all those other places where people come in and listen to the show. And so I'm sitting here relaxing, you know, drinking some lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink. You know, just chilling, thinking I have all the time in the world. I've logged into the J. King Network. We're ready to go over there. Everything's good. So all of a sudden, I pick up the telephone to dial in, and I know, folks, this is the sausage-making part of this whole thing. The listeners are saying, Jay, what are you talking about? Well, you are about to find out. So I call in to the switchboard, and I get the message, you have no show scheduled. I'm like, huh? So here we are, Momo B, at 7:22, and I'm scrambling saying, okay, what happened? So I said, let me see, can I schedule a show real quick? Maybe I hit the wrong button or something. I don't know. So I try to schedule a show, and it says, this day is full for you. Really? But there's nothing scheduled. So I'm tripping now. So I would apologize to everyone on the J. King Network. J. King, Light Skin, you may get some calls, man. I you know, at the time when we came on the air over on the J. King Network, dude, I lost it, brother. I'm ashamed of myself.
A J can lose itself.
Okay, thank you. Okay, appreciate it,
now,
brother.
The rest of them sap suckers?
Yeah.
Fall in line.
Okay, I wish. Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you can. Thank you.
Lynn Tolliver also.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, Lynn.
You know what?
Don't you have a thing for her when she say that?
Ten good minutes, Light Skin. She can say you know what all she wants to. The count starts after 10 good minutes. So, you know, she's using this time to get it out of her system. This is the no hitting zone. We won't hit people in 10 good minutes. So she knows what she's doing. But anyway, so I call in. So now let me tell you about this great angel from above. And I'm saying this because, first of all, I think she's listening, so I want to make sure that I say all the wonderful things about her. And second of all, I really and truly believe that maybe there is a internet love connection brewing here. Let me tell you what happened here. So anyway,
does that mean that you're touching yourself?
Yes. So anyway, so now I'm typing to the BTR support saying, okay, I need help. I am, and look, I'm in capital letters. You know, capital letters mean you're screaming. I'm like, damn it, this is ridiculous. This is uncalled for, and this soothing angel voice came across. All I heard was, ooh. She said, Jay, calm down, Big Daddy. And she called me Big Daddy, too. She said, calm down.
She ain't no Big Daddy.
She did. She said, Big Daddy Yum Yums, calm down. I am your support for tonight. Calm down, and I will rescue you from this B BTR hell that you're going through right now. And with her smooth and soft fingers, she continued to type in words that calm me down. And so I owe Cynthia.
I can't wait to see John Sweet one day.
Yeah, I talked to John Sweet. Cowboy, I like him. He's a good guy. Matter of fact,
John Sweet gonna be the nasty if I ever seen him.
The views and opinions of light skin are the views and opinions of light skin by itself. No, that's him. Okay, listen.
You know, I told him already.
Okay, all right. John Sweet called me too. Now, John Sweet called me when we had a show called Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. He called me from New York and said, "Hey, Jay, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, who is this? This is John Sweet." I'm like, "Ah, you're the BTR cowboy." So he says, "Yeah, how you doing?" I said, "I'm doing great." He says, "You have to stop using the word Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio." I'm like, "Huh?" He said, "Yeah, we received a call from a company saying that they had exclusive rights to that name." I said, "Wait a minute, John, that's not true. Because I did my homework before we started Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. I just changed the name." Click. "Hello, John. Hello, John. John." So I may have to get after him too, light skin. Yeah, he kind of hung up on my brother. Yeah, now that I think about it. Okay. Anyway.
John, so we're no parts of me.
Well, I'm not. But like I said before, I'm going to say this seriously. I want to thank Cynthia. Cynthia, every time I've had an issue, she's come through. And I'm not saying that, you know, because I'm really pissed off at BTR right now. This is the truth. And one of the things that I always say to other radio hosts, I always say that regardless of the problems that you have on BTR, you should be able to be professional enough to work your way through them. Unless it's a situation where you just can't, you know, you have no control. So, listen, she's great. Yes,
BTR
like,
get unprofessional sometimes.
Do
they
really?
You got to talk to them in an unprofessional tone for them to understand.
Can you give us an example of an unprofessional term? Tone.
Yeah, when a nigga start talking to me like I ain't
Okay, thank you, light skin, thank you. Oh my goodness, thank you, light skin.
Okay,
can
I say something? I just want all of the BTR staff who's listening right now. This is Dr. Princess Adelia, and I have nothing to do with these nuts that are on this show. Nothing. So please do well by my shows because I have nothing to do with them. Okay. So I love you guys.
This is Dr. Princess Adelia, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm a butt kisser when it comes to the white folks, and I will kiss a hole in your
Okay. Oh, man. All right, listen, folks. If you're listening from other places, come on down. We are open for business. I know. People were popping in. You know, I'm getting texts. What the hell's going on? I have no idea. So we're open for business, folks. Come on in. Hang out with us. All right, we have a few more minutes left before we get out of 10 good minutes. Something that happened today that I definitely want to talk about. Sean T, the guy that's the – isn't he the guy that does the – what is that called? Insane? Whatever that workout? Sean T, you've seen him on the infomercial.
Uh-huh. The one that you said was a sweet boy, you found out he was.
Yeah, he is. He got married today.
Mm-hmm. Or you said if you found out he was, you wouldn't be the bride.
Well, that's what I said. I have to take full credit for that. Absolutely. I said that. And so now let me ask you something, Momo B. Now that you know. Momo B, now that Sean T, do you even know who this guy is, Sean T?
Yes, I do.
So what do you think about it? Okay, I always thought he was gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay. I don't want, you know, listen, Ernest is one of our colleagues. We love Ernest in a professional broham type of way. But what I'm saying is that with this guy, Sean T, I always thought he sounded a little fruity, tutti fruity. So what do you think now that this guy has come out and he's married his longtime partner?
I don't think nothing. I don't really care.
Thank you, Momo B, for that commentary. You are the greatest of all time. God bless. What about you, Dr. Princess Adia? Momo B, just tell us how you really feel. Jesus Christ.
Well, I do not. I don't have a problem with it. That's his choice.
Do you even know who he is? That's the question.
I believe that you don't know what I know. I'm just refusing to answer you.
Well, who is is he? Who is he? Do you know who he is?
Why do we, no, because you're going to ask, you're asking me that because you assume that I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, I tell you what. Take that assumption away. Do you know who he is?
John T. Who doesn't know who John T is?
I can tell you who doesn't know. A person by the name of Dr. Prince's Idea. That's who I think who don't know.
You don't know. That's just your assumption.
Okay, well, who is he? Why are we doing this? Just tell me who he is. That's all you have to do.
Sweetheart, listen. I've already told you I'm not going to answer you because every time you ask me, do I know something?
Oh, boy.
I always tell
you. You don't know.
I'm not going to answer. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling
you. All right. Okay, anyway.
So, right. But can I answer, like, do I care?
Answer what? That was the only question I asked you. What are you going to answer?
No, you said, do I care that he's marrying
a dude? Yeah, why don't you go ahead? Yeah, go ahead and answer the question, Dr. Princess Idea.
I do not care that he's marrying a man because I feel that homosexuality, they are spirits. His spirits have no gender, so.
Should I play soothing music while you go through this whole thing?
No. I just said people have an ear cream.
Okay. Thank you very much. You're the greatest of all time. All right. 10 Good Minutes sponsored by the Rib Zone, located at 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell them the J-Rod Show sent you. My man Denny Den's going to hook you up with a very good meal. But for $14.95, all the barbecue you can eat, I tell you what, you can't beat that with a stick. All right, folks, we're going to step out. First break coming up.
That's why people are dying.
Well, that's true. I mean, but light skin, we can say that about a whole lot. Well, you're right. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. How about that? All right, we're going to step out. First break coming up, and I know what you're thinking. Huh? I know, folks. We're off schedule tonight. Just grin and bear it because Cynthia from BTR told me to tell you guys to woosah. We'll be back after the break. It's time for a weather update. And the Get Hype song. Now, hold up now. Now, Momo B, you have to tell me if you like the old school Get Hype song tonight.
And
because
you know
right now, tell me after the break, I am going to put my dancing shoes on right now because I think I'm going to get busy. I got a towel here and some shoes. All right, so here you go. Tell me. All right. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back after the break.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Ed Levy. Here's your national forecast as we head through Thursday. Area of low pressure over the Great Lakes. Rain showers from the Dakotas all the way through the Great Lakes region. Chicago could see a thunderstorm. You're right below that area of low pressure. And with the freezing level so close to the surface, a little bit of small hail is possible as well. Showers down through Atlanta should clear out during the morning. And then 75 for Atlanta, New Orleans, 81. But below that low, look at that. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s. Unseasonably warm air out to the west. L.A., San Francisco, 82. That's running well above normal. As we go into Friday, still some lingering showers, and I say a rumble of thunder as we move through the Great Lakes, Middle Mississippi River Valley through the northeast. Dry in the southeast, dry in the plains. Some showers across the Pacific Northwest. And finally, cooler temperatures. San Francisco and L.A., 60s and 70s. Saturday, showers in the northwest. Quiet in the central sections. Some showers up in the northeast. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
Ow.
For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker, and he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10, only on the Weather Channel.
Now take off them clothes and get on your J-O-D.
Do you know what time it is?
What you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Other J Rile Show.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Wednesday edition of the J Rile Show. And I know what you're thinking. What's going on? Yeah, we'll tell you about it coming up in a few. Folks, want to appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. And, of course, we have some very special people in the house. My main man is in the house, Lightskin! I love it. Of course, the doctor, the queen of inspiration, Dr. Princess Ardelia. Hello, good doctor. How are you this evening?
I am doing absolutely awesome, and I'm so happy to be here tonight. You know,
and
what
I'm
mean?
I'm so happy that you're here as well. God bless. And of course, we have the evolutionary and nasty Momo B. Hey, nasty girl.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
Yeah. Did you like it? Did you like it, girl?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Ah,
yes,
that's
I
what
liked
I'm talking
it.
About.
I like that song. It was really cool. It wasn't as good as last week's one, though. You were supposed to come harder, but
okay, I'll come hard. I got you.
That was
I got you on Saturday. I got a very special gift for you on Saturday, okay? And I want to say what's up to my new internet wife, Cynthia from BTR Radio. Don't stop it, folks. Stop it. I want to say hello to her. I know she's listening. I know the Old Spice cologne is kicked in. You can smell it over the radio. And so, Cynthia, God bless you and all the wonderful things you've done for us tonight. Thank you. And I want to say what's up to my main man. What's up there, Mr. Elias?
Now, what's crack-a-lacking? What's crack-a-lacking, baby?
Hi, Mr. Elias. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Odelia? Momo B? My guy, Jay King. What up, dog?
What it do, man? Hey, she back. Y'all back cool again, huh, after she tried to talk about you behind your back.
Oh, be quiet,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah.
We didn't even think about that until you just said something. Let it go.
You know, Jay King, thank you for reminding me of that. Hey, Dr. Odelia, how you doing?
You know, like, just come over here trying to start some mess. This doesn't make sense. You're going to bring the other side out of me.
And don't make me what? You know, I got another side, too. I bet your other side don't be, will want to be my other side.
Oh, man. It has been a hell of a night.
The other side got a whole lot of crack in it. My other side got a whole lot of...
Oh, man, I tell you what, man, it's been a hell of a night, boy. Let me bring in my man. Those monkey minutes are renewed. What's going on, Johnny Graham Cracker David?
What's up, Dark Skin? Oh, boy, the J. Rouse Show.
Oh, there go the horn. That's what I'm talking about, man. How you be this evening, brother? How you doing?
Graham Cracker, you better
be quiet. I'm just enjoying this wholeness.
You're too loud. You know my shit going to kick your ass. Look, come turn it down some.
Stupid. Oh, man. That's Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, guys, from Kings in the Morning. Of course, you hear Light Skin is in the house every Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock, and that's Central Time. Of course, that's 7 o'clock. No, I'm sorry, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. One of the funniest shows out there, Kings in the Morning. You need to check it out. And of course, if you're listening from the J. King Network, coming up in about 30 minutes, it's the music business, the way I see it. And of course, Light Skin, a.k.a., well, I should say J. King, a.k.a. Light Skin, will give us a scoop of what's coming up here shortly. But I tell you what, folks, if you're just tuning in, it was a rough ride. I have to be honest with you. It was a rough ride. But we got things on point. And we're going to continue to try to make this thing happen. So, folks, we appreciate you hanging out with us. A lot of people are still tuning in. Our regulars are in the house. Folks are starting to drift slowly but surely into the chat room. So we do appreciate your participation. All right, you know what time it is, folks. It's time to get this show started. And it's time for the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is, should it matter the sex of the person if they fill in the blank? So you know me, I always like to throw some juice in there. So think about that. Is it okay or should it matter the sex of the person if this person does? So that's it. 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us or answer the QOD, the question of the day. Should it matter the sex of the person if we're filling the blanks? Mr. Elias, man, you know I got to go to you first now. Now, just to show you how this thing works, should it matter, Miss? Let me ask you this question before I ask you the question. Mr. Elias, if a dude walks up behind you, man, if a dude walks up behind you, man, and squeeze your booty, man, what would you do?
There's going to be some ass kicking going on there. If you grab my ass, I'll put my foot in your ass.
Hold on, man. Why? Is it because you don't know this guy, or is it because the fact that it's a guy squeezing your booty?
It's a guy, man. It's a guy. Let me tell you the story. You know what I'm saying? For sale. Right? Like, we're standing at the stairs for all these beautiful women all around, and somebody's grabbing my ass.
Oh.
I turn around and look at him, he's laughing. And I say, dude, are you trying to play some gay stuff? Dude, don't do it. He said, hey, man, what are you talking about? So I turn around and look at somebody grab my butt again. I look and he's laughing. And I'm like, dude, you about to get knocked out.
So did you knock him out? I guess that means no. I don't know. He must have dropped. I don't know what that meant. All I know is he said that. Okay, Mr. Elias.
Yes.
Are you back, Mr. Elias?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
Okay. So did you knock him out, Mr. Elias?
No, it was a little bitty midget grabbing my ass.
It was a midget.
A female midget grabbing my ass.
A female midget. Wait a minute. Okay, so I get it now. So you're thinking that it was a guy that was standing behind you grabbing your behind, but
right.
it was a little female midget.
Right.
That's cold blooded, man.
Right.
Okay, so wait a minute now. I loved your story. Okay, here's the deal. So my question is, when the guy grabs your butt, you said you would knock him out. Let me ask you a question. And here where it turns in. You see where this is going, right? So should it matter the sex of the person? Mr. Elias, what if a female came up behind you and grabbed your butt?
Hey, I'm grabbing her butt. That would have been
about. See, it's a double standard. Should it matter
okay.
if a female? You don't
I
know
don't
her,
care,
Mr. Elias.
I don't care. I can get to know her.
I tell you, light skinned man, what say you, dog? Come on, man. Bring some sanity to the conversation.
What did you mean? Yeah, it matters. A dude ain't got no business putting his hand nowhere near another dude in any kind of way, form, or fashion like that. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless you sugar and spice, and then but that's what sugar and spice do. That's what they do. I'm not worried about the sugar and spice dude.
So Jay Real, why do you sound like you are surprised?
I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm gonna kick your ass. All right, yeah, you pushing it. I'm gonna get you. Go ahead, yeah. What was your question, Dr. Edelia? What's your question?
No, I was just saying, I mean, so what? Why are you acting so surprised? Like, you don't think that it's a big deal? You think it's a big
the question is, why should it matter? Okay, why should it matter?
I'm going to tell you why it should matter. I'm going to tell you why it should matter.
Why light skin? Why light skin?
Because dudes shouldn't be touching dudes like that. That's against the
rules. But you know what? You guys do it on the basketball court. You guys do it on the basketball court.
No, no. I don't want nobody touching me on my butt at all at no time. People that play basketball wouldn't know that.
They do it all the time. People
that play basketball with me will tell you, man, don't touch Jay. Jay ain't that kind of nigga. He just ain't like that. The nigga's itchy. I kid you like that. Don't do it.
So here we go. Well, let's get out to the phone lines first. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. I know who this is. Oh, man. I know who this is. Is this Miss Egypt?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, baby, I'm doing great now. I'm fine.
A little bear.
Oh, yeah, I'm you.
Miss Egypt, you hurt my feelings right now. Miss Egypt, you are hurting my feelings right now. You know, Miss Egypt used to come to my show, J-Real. J-Ryle.
Hey, man, hey, stop the lights in. Stop the lights in.
She used to come to my show.
Jay, you're on during the morning. I'm at work.
Okay.
I come to your show when I'm off.
You do?
Yes, I do.
I've seen her in there a couple of times.
Hey, Graham Cracker, I don't need you hallelujah. I don't need none of your hallelujah. This is me, my baby talking. So I used to have a good relationship going. And you know what? Just like, I'm going to tell you what happened. An old bald head, dark skinned nigga coming to the kitchen. And you know, when you dark skinned with a bald head, what's Michael Jordan? With the ball here, with the dark skin, the light skin dude was out the picture. It was all over the
I've known Jay Ryles longer than you, Jay.
Oh, now she really is sitting below. Oh,
damn.
Oh, my God. That was a nut shot.
That's not true, though, Missy. I mean, you listen to Club Nouveau. I mean, that's Mr. Club Nouveau.
Oh, that's
about?
Right. That's right.
Yeah,
oh.
See, like, I got you, light skin. Even though you're trying to throw me under the bus, I got you, light skin. I got you. Now you listen to Jealousy, you listen to Club Nouveau, you listen to Lean On Me. Now that's the guy right there. So you knew him a lot longer.
That's right, Jay.
Yeah, but you've been intimate with me though. I mean, that's, you know, that's what you're trying to say.
I've kind of been intimate with Jay too, though.
Which one? Yeah. I mean, you know, okay. So she's like both of us. I got you. Okay.
The freaking,
I don't feel bad at all. I see the love, the camaraderie, and synergy that's going across the stations. And now I realize that I'm not alone.
What the hell are you talking about?
In the dualities, you guys raced me over the coals for coming back and forth.
And your feet and elbows.
But
you've
been
drinking.
She's
been drinking. No, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually working very diligently on Judge Sheila Johnson, who's interviewing me tomorrow night on the True Purpose Development Show.
Thank you. We don't want your shameless plug. We heard it earlier. Thank you very much.
I'm doing like President Barack Obama did last night. I'm doing like President Barack Obama did last night on a debate.
Hey, Jay, you know what? You know you can do it to people that act like that.
I know, bro. I'm going to do like the Gong Show. Here we go.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Get your ass out of here. It's an order of business around here, and you followed the order of business. It was not your turn to speak. Thank you very much. Okay, so now getting back to the very beautiful Miss Egypt. Miss Egypt, baby, here's the question of the day. Okay. Should it matter? Okay, if a female walked up behind you and grabbed your buttocks that you didn't know, how would you react to that, Missy?
Whether I knew her or not, I would not want another woman touching my booty.
See? Okay.
Mm-mm.
So now what if...
What's
the name of the
Miss Miss
Elias? He crazy. You know, he's traveling. He crazy. You know, he's going through those dead spots. I'll ask the question for him. Okay, listen. What if interest ABBA, you walk by and he got a big handful of your booty, what would you do?
Ooh.
Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. 347-850-1272 is the call number on the beautiful Wednesday night, folks. What's going on,
hey,
right here? I heard you. What's up?
Eric McAllister said, I wouldn't mind the doc grabbing my ass, but I'm afraid she'll talk all through the grass.
That's a true statement. That's probably a true statement. Oh, my goodness. Let's bring that old.
You are now
back
free
here
to rejoin the broadcast.
Okay, so anyway, Dr. Princess, do you understand the order of business around here? Don't ever do that again, okay? Thank you very much. Momo B, baby. Okay.
Yes.
Momo B, okay, let me ask you a question. Should it matter? Okay, let me ask you this. Should it matter the sex of the person if, let's say, that you were at work and you were being sexually harassed by a guy? Would you turn him in? Would you turn him in to the authorities or whatever the case may be?
Well, I can't really say.
Oh, I forgot
who
I'm talking to. My bad. My bad. I forgot. He may be turning your ass in. My bad.
Momo, get mad. Please stop sexual harassment. You better say sexual
harassment before I tell. Uh-oh. Was that light skin? Light skin, yeah, try that again, bro. What you say, man?
I said Momo B probably said, you better sexual harass me before I tell.
Before I
tell. No, what I was going to say was,
yes,
I know how to handle these situations on my own. I don't have to
how
go
do you,
tell
okay
nobody.
Well, tell us. Tell
that's
us. We're a community radio show.
Say.
Okay,
that's
we're a community radio show.
I
know.
I'm not,
I understand, baby.
I'm not the person that goes telling on people.
Okay,
I
so how would you
myself
handle?
You know, there's a way you go about things.
How would you handle it, baby? Tell us. We're a community radio show. Share with the world your secret. Yes.
I throw a brick through his window with a note that says, leave me alone. I'm not interested. Something like that.
So
and he'll
what if it was the radio? What if it was the guy you work with on the radio on the daily and y'all talk?
Number 347-850-1272. You can thank Cynthia for this extravaganza. She worked hard with her beautiful self to get us to where we are right now. So thank you, Cynthia, for giving us the BTR helping hand and allow this night to move forward. Let's get to the phone line, shall we? And stop it. Leave me alone. Let's get to the phone line. 347-850-1272 is our call number. 347-850-1272. Looks like we have another phone call. Oh, this is my buddy, Sleepy Saucer. What's up, Sleepy?
Hey, J Real. Thanks for bringing me back on. Appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, Sleepy? Okay, Sleepy, listen. Okay, to cure me the question of the day, Sleepy, I'll ask you two questions. First of all right, if you were walking down the street, Sleepy, and a guy walked up to you and grabbed you in your buttocks, would you get upset?
Wow, that's one that's never really popped up. Sure, I'll take a swing at it. I might take a swing at him, or
yes,
alternatively, I would probably suggest that. I'm flattered, but I'm not interested. Sorry.
Hold on, stop, Sleepy. Let me stop you right now, man. You should never, ever, ever, ever say that. You're not flattered, Sleepy. No, you're not flattered. Okay, don't say that. Don't say that part, okay? Just swing on him, do what you're going to do, but you're not flattered. There's nothing flattering about another guy touching your butt.
I know, he might be McCleary. You can't get McCleary.
Well, that's true, but I don't think
so. Hey, how are you going to tell him what he thinks is flattering? I mean, I'm just saying. How are you going to tell him what he thinks is flattering?
Oh, that's
not... I'm going to assume that he's a heterosexual male, like our good friend Robert Redwine always says. I'm assuming this. Now, I could be wrong. Sleepy, listen, there's nothing wrong, Sleepy, if you're trying to tell us something. The floor is yours. What do you want to say, Sleepy?
No, I just want to spare the queer's feelings, that's all.
Oh, okay, thank you. So now, so what if a female sleepy, walked up behind you and grabbed your buttocks?
I think I would pretty much be saying the same thing. Thank you, or not thank you, but, you know, I feel flattered, but I don't want to go back to your house and have a party. Sorry.
Okay, Sleepy, I'm concerned now.
Well, hey, could you give her my number, Sleepy? Could you give her my number?
Sleepy, I'm very concerned now. Sleepy, let me ask you a question. What if she looked like Katy Perry? Would you still not take the number, Sleepy?
You see, that's kind of a tough one, Jay Real, because I've come across many physically beautiful women who have a voice like Jan Drescher.
Okay, Sleepy. So, Sleepy, what else is on your mind, man? What you call in? What you got to say, brother? What's happening with you?
Well, I've actually been blogging so much, my fingers are actually starting to melt off from at the fingertips, so I figured I should use my throat a little bit more instead of my fingers.
Okay.
You've been using your throat.
Okay, alrighty then. Okay, alright, well, Sleepy, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You hang tight for a second. Now, because of the late start, BTR, we're behind schedule, and I think we missed a break or something, but let's do this real quick. Okay, Jay King, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, it's the music business the way I see it on the Jay King Radio Network. And so, Jay, tell us, what is on the agenda or the menu tonight, my brother?
Well, tonight we're going to be listening to a lot of indie music. I'm doing it for the next 6 to 8 weeks on Wednesday nights. A lot of indie music. And just giving a little information. Tonight I'm talking about publishing and indie labels and how they pay publishing, why they pay publishing, when they pay publishing. Because I'm dealing with the issue right now where these companies, it's a big mess. Because over years and years and years, nobody paid the publishing. And now you got people talking about copyright violations. And everybody's involved knows absolutely nothing about it, and I'm the person that's supposed to come in and fix it. And I got a bunch of hard heads, so I'm going to talk about it tonight.
All right, so we're talking about that at the top of the hour in about 15 minutes on the Jay King Network, and I'm looking over here on that switchboard. 206 is over there. 206, call 347-850-1272. We can get you in. I'm actually using a tablet to control that board over there. So you can call in 347.
That's Robert Redwine.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, that's Robert Redwine.
Well, let me see. Let me.
Want me to open up? Want me to open up for you?
Yeah, let's see if we can. Yeah, why don't you do that? Open up and see what we got.
Oh yeah, babe.
Oh, Robert Redwine. Hey, baby, what's happening, dog?
What's good with it, Houston? What's everybody wearing in Houston right now? That's what I'm.
Hey.
The women, man. This is a nighttime show. It's not the morning.
Oh well, Robert. First of all, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn what time it is and what time it is. You can't be asking a dude what you're wearing, Robert Redwine. It could be midnight at 12 in the morning. What the hell are you talking about, man? What are you talking about?
Man, I'm enjoying your show, Jay Real. Jay
Well, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Robert. Okay, Robert, here's a question for you, Robert. If you've been listening, you know what I'm about to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway. So now, the QOD, the question of the day, should it matter the sex of the person if, and I'm going to fill in the blank for you. Are you ready for me to fill in the blank for you, my friend?
I'm ready, my guy.
All right, here we go. All right, just say yes. I'm not your guy. Thank you very much. All right, here we go. If you were walking down the street, Robert Redwine, and a guy that you did not know came up and grabbed your buttocks, how would you react to that, Robert Redwine?
Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh, hell. See, okay, he's crazy. Okay. Oh, hell, he's crazy. There it is.
That wasn't me.
Dude, he is funny to me.
On a serious note, I'm a heterosexual man, and I do what any heterosexual man would want to do. My first inclination is to hit the guy. That's
okay. Right, because you're a heterosexual male. You don't want guys filling on your buttocks.
No way.
Because
you got
the devil in his fight.
Okay,
he got the devil in his
fight. Okay, but here we go. Here we go, Robert Redwine. Let's say a female walked up behind you that you did not know, and she grabbed your buttocks. What would you do?
Oh, yeah, babe.
See, why can't okay, Robert Redwell, why can't the answer be, I don't know her, she shouldn't be violating my personal space?
Well, I mean, because guys are wired differently than women, Jay.
Okay. Okay.
We didn't ask me about the girl.
What'd you say, light skin?
You didn't ask me about the girl. I feel cheated.
Okay, well, did I not? Okay, let me ask you about the female. So if a female walks up behind you, let me add a little spice to it, light skin. Let's say a female, Precious walked up behind you and pitched you on your buttocks.
Who?
Precious. Precious.
Precious? Precious?
Yes. Yeah, Precious.
First of all, if she look like a Gila monster, she ain't got no business touching on me.
Gila monster.
A Gila monster gets the same treatment as a dude. That they get a no-go. Got to be some attraction. If you touch me on my ass, there's got to be some attraction between the two.
Wow.
So it couldn't be Grace Jones, huh?
Hell to the no. Grace Jones is on dual status as far as I'm concerned.
My God.
Cool.
Wow. Okay, Johnny Graham Cracker, brother. You heard the questions, my man. Talk to me. You can ask them. I can ask the questions again. You know, let me tell you something. What you should do, Johnny Groundcracker Davis, this is something that I really want you to do. Every now and then we have a show. We do it once every about 3 or 4 weeks. We do a show where we do TGIS Jeopardy. I would love for you to call in.
All right. No
TGIS
problem.
Jeopardy. I would love it. Love it. So now, you killed me the question of the day, my friend. What would you do?
First of all, the guy, that wouldn't happen at all, period.
That wouldn't happen.
And the female, it all depends, like they said, what she looks like.
Guys, we are so predictable.
Like Mariah Carey or something, come on now. I'll back up on him.
He's not back up on him. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Isn't this something? We're learning something tonight. So females, it doesn't matter. Now, see, all females, with the exception of Momo B., said that they would respond differently. Momo B is like, well, let me see how he looked first, whoever grabbed my ass. I never know. You never know. Okay, Dr. Prince's idea. The question is for you. The hell is that? Dr. Prince's idea. That's who it is. Dr. Prince's idea, y'all. Watch this. I'm going to hang up on her. She's gone. See, she does that all the time. She comes and then she just sneaks off. She's gone.
She's the Robert Redwine of your network.
Is she?
I'm saying, Robert, that's early Robert Redwine right there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, that's crazy. That is nuts. That's what she does all the time. She just sneaks off and, do whatever. Okay. All right,
that's
so listen,
Robert
folks.
Robert Redwine a year ago.
Is it?
Yeah, you're right. You're right, King J.
You're behind.
I know you're right, King J.
That's a dang old thing.
I apologize, King J.
Don't worry about it, man. You're all right, brother.
That's terrible.
You're all right. You are okay. Okay, so here we go. Now, I know that people are leaving at the top of the hour on the J. King Network, and folks, we appreciate. Once again, I'm going to apologize to you because we really and truly, it seems to me every Wednesday we're having issues, but hopefully we can get past this, and I hope you guys enjoyed your time while you're here. You have a great show coming up over there, so stay tuned for that. The music business, the way I see it, indie artists will be playing all night long. J. King's doing this for the next 6 weeks. It's always great to hear some talent that people haven't heard before. So, great show coming up in about 6 minutes over there. All right. Well,
I'm playing
minutes.
Wine Time today.
Who?
Are you King J? You doing that, King J?
If I can find it, I don't see it in here, though.
Oh, there it is.
I'm
looking for Wine Time right now. Damn, I can't help it.
Oh, okay.
Tito. Hey, you got to get Tito Jackson on his brother. All right, brother. I mean, he getting
you
all upset.
What? I went Randy on him once he found out Jermaine was sleeping with his woman.
I went Randy once he found out Jermaine was sleeping with his woman.
You crazy. You are crazy. Oh, my God. All right, so
y'all, y'all know they got kids together with, you know, with different girls and stuff.
Well,
same
yeah,
girl,
yeah.
Same girl.
That's crazy how that's set up over there too. That is crazy. Crazy as all get out. All right, so look, folks over there, we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. And once again, we apologize for all the issues, and we're gonna sign off on the J King Network. Once again, folks, we appreciate you. We'll see you back here next Wednesday. Hopefully, we won't have drama next Wednesday. Now that I have a new BTR wife by the name of Cynthia, and I'm gonna call her Cynthia Blog Talk. Blog Talk is her last name. So we appreciate her, and so hopefully we won't have these issues next week, okay? So you guys stay blessed, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning on Kings in the Morning on the J. King Network. All right, so now.
I'm so glad we had this time.
Oh, that's just for them, not for us. Okay. All right, so anyway. All right, getting back to the business at hand, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to step out and take a real quick break, all right, because we're really behind. And after the break, we'll get into the meat and potatoes of the show. I want to talk about this next topic because I think a lot of people have been asking, you know, Jay, what the hell does that mean, more than friends but less than lovers? Well, you're going to find out coming up after the break. This show, this set was sponsored by Carpe Diem, the new CD from Karen White that will be released on the 22nd of October. Her single, Seize the Day. I love this song. And after the break, we'll get right back into it. It's the J. Ryle Show. It's Wednesday, a late Wednesday night. I hope you got your slippers and your bed stuff on because we're going to be here for a while. Appreciate you. We'll be back after the short break.
Myself and I am a star in my life. Oh, you see me well.
If someone came to me now and said that I was just diagnosed, I would say it's really going to be okay.
There's hope. There's so much hope. Just hold on to the hope.
You can make it. You'll be okay. You can get through this. This too shall pass. It's not fatal for everybody.
Get informed, get involved, get your treatment, and then join the rest of us in the fight.
It's actually been a positive experience. I look back and think, oh gosh, I could write a book on this and how cancer saved my life. I just have so much to be thankful for. I'm more grateful for the people around me who have been so supportive. I had no idea I had so many friends until the cards started coming. And it was just wonderful to see people reaching out and caring so much.
Sometimes when I'm off the line and I get the opportunity to be in a different little area where I'm kind of off to myself, I dance. And they say, look at her, she's over there dancing. But if I had the chance to sit it out or dance, I think I dance. That's my motto.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get in the fight. Take a loved one to have a mammogram done today.
You better wipe that smile off your face or I'll do it for you.
Patronize me, man, okay? You don't know what my people have been through. Please don't do it.
All systems go.
You can't handle the truth.
You're not listening to a rewind. No, you're not. And I know everything is a little off-center tonight. Obviously, you would have heard this or that break a long time ago, but nevertheless, we're here. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272 on a beautiful Wednesday night. Folks, we're running just a little bit late, but you know what? Listen, you guys are still hanging with us, and we appreciate it. Of course, all of our faithful listeners, we love each and every last one of you. I'm in the house with my boy, Mr. Elias. What's up there, Mr. Elias? What's up there, Big Dow?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Hey, nothing crack-a-lackin', Big Daddy. And, of course, we got the very sexy Momo B in the house. Hey, girl.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Nothing, girl. Ain't a damn thing up. And we got the very sensual Miss E in the house. Hey, Miss E, girl.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Ooh, I'm doing great now. I'm doing great. Wow. And we have a main man from Kings in the Morning, Johnny Grand Cracker. Dude, what about that, Johnny Grand Cracker?
Hey, still hanging around.
Still hanging around. That's right, folks. Hanging around with us on the Jay Ryle Show. The QOD, the question of the day, should it matter the sex of the person if, and we filled in the blank for you, if you want to go back, and we're not going to rehack that now because we have a lot of things to get into. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show tonight. Okay, listen, more than friends, but less than lovers. Momo B, when you hear that,
uh-oh,
talk to me. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. And remember, BTR's listening, so watch it, okay? All right, so anyway.
Go ahead. Sorry, potty mouth.
All right, so here we go. When you hear the I'm about to choke. So when you hear more than friends, I almost died, but less than lovers, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that statement? All righty, then. Thank you very much, Momo B, for that response. Thank you very much. All right, so, Miss Elias, what happened? I heard she just dropped. Oh, that was funny. Yeah, you tried to crack a joke, huh?
I was thinking.
You were thinking. I'm sorry. I caught you off guard. Oh,
yes,
you were thinking.
Yes.
Let me give you some thinking music. There you go. Think about it. Yes. The Daily Double. More than friends, but less than lovers. We're waiting for Momo B's answer. And how much money will she be?
I don't have an answer because I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I'm supposed to put somebody's name in a blank? What do you want from me? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand.
All right, put your pencils down, okay? And so now, how much did you bid, Momo B? How much did you bid?
$200.
That's always the number you bid, but okay. So
That's
give me your give me your answer. to the question.
Well, what's the question? I don't understand the question. That's what I just told you. I don't understand.
Okay,
it.
All right, fine. We'll come back to you. Go put this big
Thank
hat
you.
On and put your nose in the corner. We'll get back to you in a few minutes, okay? Thank you. All right, so let me go to you, Missy. When you hear the term more than friends but less than lovers, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
More than friends but less
yeah.
than lovers.
Yes, baby. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a good close friend.
Yeah.
That's all.
Very
You're
close.
Not physical with them or anything, you know.
But when you say more than friends, I mean, doesn't that take it just a tad bit? So could it be a person that you are very good friends with, and one night y'all were out drinking Starbucks coffee, and he slid over and gave you a kiss on the cheek, and you kissed him ever so slightly, but then you pulled away because you realized that this could damage your friendship?
No.
You just came right. No.
Fine. Okay, so what would it be if you are more than friends but less than lovers? That means that you are two or three steps past friendship and you're two or three steps away from being lovers.
It could mean that you're just very good, close friends. You're like soulmates, but you're not physical.
What does that mean?
What?
How can you be soulmates with someone but you're not physical? I'm confused.
You can have a very close female friend, Jay.
I can.
Unlikely.
Yeah. Shit up, Mama B. Yeah, I can actually. Yes.
Okay.
Do I have one? Well, I have one. Well, let me. Well, yes, I do. I have
Cynthia,
one in real life.
Yeah, Cynthia.
Well, Cynthia is my new one. Yeah, Cynthia is my new internet girl. Yeah, you know, it's always good to have, you know, a lover in the Blog Talk Radio. It's always good to have someone in the big house. You get favors. Understand? So that's the reason why, you know, that's my new internet girlfriend.
Okay, Jay, let's have a sidebar conversation.
Yes, please.
Last Wednesday was my birthday.
Well, I asked you to come in so we could sing happy birthday to you. You didn't come in.
I got busy.
You got busy?
You got busy.
Oh, you got busy. Oh, well, do tell. I mean, wait a minute.
Not that
kind
of busy.
Okay.
That's how you said it. You was like, I got busy.
Yeah, I thought that this music was appropriate. Yeah. Tell us all about it.
No.
Okay. That's not it. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Okay, fine. Well, listen, you know, happy birthday to you. And, of course, you know how we do on birthdays. We always want to wish you a happy birthday. And we always want to make sure that we do it the right way. So let's do it this way.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Miss E, baby. Happy belated girl.
Thank you, Jay.
So how old are you, baby? 21?
A little older than that.
Oh, 24.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And just for telling that big fat lie, this song is for you. Yeah. All right.
It's been a few years since you were born, and we're so glad you came into
so glad. Yes.
Make a wish,
Miss E.
Okay, hold on.
Pull out the cameras and look.
Happy, happy, happy.
Yes. One more time.
Happy, 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 happy,
Listen to that lead guitar. Yeah. Play it.
I promise you we will do it next week. That's a promise. I promise you. Cross my heart.
What's your name, Miss Elias?
I'm looking at her right now.
Okay, calm down, brother. All right, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. I promise you that we will do it next week. Oh, I hate that. I hate doing that. So listen, all right, next week, folks, I promise you, it's all BTR's fault, okay? They threw us off schedule. We missed breaks and everything. But I will say this, that there is an angel at BTR, and her name is Cynthia. We don't blame her. We just blame the other people at BTR. Okay, thank you very much. So now, Miss Terry, let me ask you this. When you hear the term more than friends, but less than lovers, what comes to mind?
More than friends means, and less than lovers means you're just teasing the motherfucker. I mean, you know.
What'd she say?
I mean, you're not really going that far. You're going a little bit.
Hold on. Did she just use one of the major curse words? Oh, Miss Terry, we have you on Mount Rushmore around here. Now, you are starting to stoop to Momo B level now. You need to calm down.
Hey, join the club.
You need to calm down. We don't use that type of language on our show, Miss Terry. She must have been drinking for real. She's still giggling.
No,
are you calling
no,
us from
I
the Swingers Club? Oh, okay, I thought maybe you was at the Swingers Club. Okay, I'm just trying to figure this out.
No, I mean, I kind of don't understand it. You go so far, but you don't go as far as, you know.
See, don't worry,
Miss
Terry. I didn't understand it either. I didn't really understand it either.
Okay, so now that tells me your age, because there's a song. Miss Elias, you know who made that song, right?
No, I don't, Jay.
Come on, Miss Elias. One Way, Al Hudson. More
what?
Than friends, mm-hmm. but less than lovers.
Oh, so that tells my age because I said that?
Huh?
I said, if that tells my age since I said that?
No, I'm just saying that that's a song from back in the day.
I'm surprised no one
said that. But here's the deal. So when you say more than friends, let's break it down. We want to break this thing down till it gets broke. Let's break it down. Okay, look, here we go. 347-850-1272, just in case you want to participate. And people have drifted into the chat room eventually, so we appreciate you coming in. Let me say this, guys. Y'all know, come hell or high water, we are going to be on the air when we're supposed to be on the air. So if we're not on the air when we say we're going to be on the air, then something happened. I promise you that. So thank you for eventually making your way back. Okay, so here we go. When you say more than friends, me and you are friends, right? How can it be more than friends? Did you say no? We're not friends? Is that what you trying to tell me something in front of everybody? What the hell's going on here?
Go ahead.
No, hell no. In fact, I don't even want to talk to you anymore. I'm going to slide right past your ass. Okay. Let me talk to Miss E, because that's my baby. I'm going to talk to Miss E, because Miss E can understand this. Let me talk. Miss E, baby, first of all, do you have on your red pump open toe shoes, girl?
If you want me to, I can.
Put them on, baby. Put them on. Let's do this scenario together. Put them on. I'll wait. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Damn, those look, boy, you put those shoes on quick. I think you had them on already. That was too fast. Okay, so here we go. So now, if me and Miss E are friends, right? Now, in order for it to be more than friends, and this is just me thinking out loud here. In order for me and her to be more than friends, something on the sexual level had to happen. It had
right.
to cross into that barrier, because how can we be more than friends? Being
maybe
very close.
And grabbed your booty.
What'd you say, Miss Elias?
Maybe she walked up to you and grabbed your booty.
Well, that'll make us more than friends. That's for damn sure. I agree with that. That's for sure. But what I'm saying, okay, but that's an excellent point you brought up, Miss Elias. Let me tell you a story. When I was in the military a long time ago, I had a young lady. Me and her worked together. We were more than friends. I'll say this, because me and her used to play sexually.
How do you play sexually? Come on, please.
What you say, Miss Elias?
How do you play sexually?
I'll tell you. I'm glad you asked. Thank you very much. I'll tell you, we used to do things that normal friends don't do. For example, I remember walking into the office one day, and she said, "Hey, Jay, come here." And I went over there, and she opened her shirt and showed me her bare breasts.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Mama B, I know that's nothing for you. I know that's not, you know, I understand, you know, I know this is no news for you, you know.
Hey, hey,
happens at Walmart all the time for you.
I'm going to be done in the closet.
Yeah, did you hear? Yeah, well, what is that? I understand, Mama B. I know it's not on your level. I understand that's just kiddie stuff for you. That's kindergarten. But for the rest of us, that's major league, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do that every year at Mardi Gras. I understand. I really do. So, but what I'm saying is that you don't do that. I was friends with a whole bunch of people. They never did that type of stuff. I walked by. She talking about what you got in your pocket. Stick her hands in my pocket. And then, you know, she was looking for ding-dong sandwiches. So, once again.
I mean, it's fine.
Okay, you stop. You stop this right now. I'm not going to let you take this to where, because I know where you're trying to go. It's not going there tonight. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, you
this is a family.
What was going on with that?
What'd you say, Mr. Elias?
Were you slow? If somebody had done that to me, I know what's going on at that point in time. We're not.
But no, it's not. No. I wasn't slow, Miss Elias. I'm giving you examples. You asked, how can you be more than friends? I'm saying that's how you can be more than friends. Dr. Prince O'D just keeps pressing one like I don't see. I see you trying to get in there, Heifer. I'm leaving you out on purpose. She just pressing one back and forth, back and forth. I see you. You can hear me right now. I see you. Okay? I see you. So I'm going to be nice and bring you in, okay? Because I see you. You pressing one 15 times is not going to make me bring you in any quicker. So let me bring you in right now. Hello, Dr. Princess Aldea. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Did you get my text message?
So you sent me a text message during the show. I'm sorry. No, I did not. Should I check it and read it live?
No, never mind. Don't read it live.
I am going to check my phone and let's see what you sent me.
Oh, my God. There's nothing private.
Jay. Here it is.
That would
Jay, my phone is acting stupid. I see timer as if you're on phone, but I can't hear you. It is obviously signal where I am. 9/18, October 17th. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. All right. So anyway... So, Dr. Princess Odia, you can sit. I'm talking to Missy right now. So once again, that to me is the definition of being more than friends. You don't do those types of things with your friends.
Well,
but
then
it never
you're not
got
friends, then,
huh?
Right? Would you still be friends?
Yeah, we're friends. But what I'm saying is, who does that with
a horny woman?
A horny woman.
Who does
what?
Right.
Who
does what?
Odia. Okay, you're late, sweetie. You need to go back and listen to the archives, okay? We're not going to repeat this for your ass. Thank you. So anyway, who does that? All I'm saying to you is that we
sex with benefits then, right?
Friends with benefits means something completely different.
Yeah, because you're not giving the benefits. That's a
thing. Listen to Miss Terry. Miss Terry, I know you're not getting the benefits, girl. It's not that. It's not FWD.
I mean,
no.
You go so far, but you ain't gonna hit it. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Miss Terry, what is wrong with you? You have lost your mind in the last 2 weeks. What is wrong with you? Miss Terry went from a very mild boy. She has, listen, Miss Terry, we're a community radio show, why not? Listen, Miss Terry has been listening to us for a very long time. She would always be in the chat, say hello, all these nice and wonderful things. But then she slowly but surely started calling in. Slowly but surely. And as she called in, the more and more she called in, the more and more she let her hair down. So now she's wide open on the show.
That's because
you
know that this is the year for authenticity.
We don't want to hear that mess.
Thank you, Miss Terry. Thank you.
We don't want to hear that
mess. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying, you're saying that somebody's going to put their hand in your pocket trying to touch you, but yet, that's teasing. That's teasing.
But that's more than friends.
Jay,
that's not more than friends. You don't have to.
What is it then, Smarty Pants? What is it then?
I mean, you guys just playing around, I guess. You know, I mean, but it doesn't necessarily.
Is that how you play with your friends?
No, but I'm just, I mean, no, it's not, but, you know, there are some friends that you may have that you may flirt a little bit with, or you may do with something that doesn't mean anything. Depends
okay.
on the relationship that you have with that person.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So does that fall within the definition of more than friends, but less than lovers?
No.
Okay, so give us your definition of more than friends, but less than lovers.
More than friends.
And we don't want your moon star answer. We don't want no inspirational answer, damn it. Just give us a straight answer.
Okay, more than friends, less
yes.
than
say it, say it loud to yourself.
Yeah, because I'm trying to just... Okay, if somebody is more than a friend...
Yes.
Less than lovers, meaning that, so they're not having sex, but they have
yes.
this silent thing. It's like you have this bond with that person...
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, and maybe you've had sex with them before.
Like you and GOG. Like you and GOG. I just want to throw that out there, yes.
We were actually, like, literally trying
y'all
to
y'all were internet lovers. Y'all were making love online. I got you, baby. I understand. Keep going.
But
y'all
anyway,
live in the virtual world. Yes, yes.
What I'm saying is this. I mean.
What are you saying? Yes.
I think that a lot of times a person that you've probably
Ooh.
Have bond that space with, maybe you've had sex with them, or somebody that you know there's a thing between both of you, but for whatever reason you guys
yes.
can't really hook up, so you won't go all the way because of the possibility of you guys getting involved, and you don't want to take it there, so you're kind of like in between. It's kind of like that silent relationship where you
yes.
respectfully
That's
don't
it.
Bring them around other people, you know, it's just
that's it. I got
yeah.
it. I got my answer. I got my answer because when you said it like that,
congratulations.
I understand that yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
More than
I know
friends,
it's hard.
Less
I know
than lovers.
I know it's hard.
Less than lovers.
Like
yeah,
you have
I
a,
know
you
it's
have
it.
A silent. You
that
have a silent
means,
commitment, but you, for whatever reason, you know you both know that you can't, you won't go there.
Yes.
Why?
Okay, stop
young.
It. She started to get happy that she finally
she's
got something right, and she's really
oh
getting to it now. Yes, and you guys really know. It's like you
he's
really,
only,
really
he's
know.
Only, he's only 22 years old. That's it. That's the problem, and I can't go through with it. But
what
the hell are you talking about?
Girl, look at it. She's filling it
what
out
What are you
now.
Talking about?
I can look in those pockets.
Let me go.
Madonna
let me go.
Did it. Madonna did it. Whitney Houston did it. You can do it.
No.
What do you mean Whitney Houston did it? What do you mean
Ray J?
She was fooling around with Ray J. Whitney
Man,
Houston.
Man, she got with Ray J. That's a lie.
What? Okay,
Ray J.
Jay, take a break and come back.
I'm not taking
Uh-oh.
No damn break. You take a break. We're all thrown off tonight. We, you know, our schedule is all off. But thanks to that from BTR, we're back on point. Okay, all right. So let me go to Graham Cracker, baby. Let me go to my boy Johnny Graham Cracker. Okay, Johnny Graham Cracker, more than friends, less than lovers, my brother.
Man, I got two answers for you.
Oh, give them. I want to hear them both.
All right. Well, the first one is basically like baby mama drama. Been already been with her. You like her, but you ain't loving her. But y'all got kids, so you're together.
What?
That's great,
yeah.
Mama's mama. And the second one is I say about a 80 year old couple that's been married 80 years.
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Johnny?
They're friends. They're married, they're lovers, they had their kids, but they're not intimate. Let me see, 80, 90 years.
Can
I still be
hitting
it?
Oh, what?
We said more than friends, less than lovers. You know that.
If you're married, you're more than friends.
But we said less than lovers. Okay, more than friends. Less than.
And if you're too old, you less than lovers. You need to
stupid. Oh, my God. What was that? Oh, my God.
Gotta go. No, Mama B, it's you say I'm gonna take this itch and throw that itch in the box.
Hey, whoa! Did you hold on? Stop! Did you just say a curse word?
No, she didn't.
Oh,
no, she didn't.
I thought they take this, you know, that other word. I was gonna say y'all have lost y'all damn mind tonight. Y'all have lost y'all mind. Because I know we're not normally on at this time. That doesn't mean you don't still practice good radio etiquette. You have us get it together. Get it together.
We have us. She didn't even say the word. And you
okay, fine. I stand corrected. Thank you. 347-850-1272. You can call in and you can tell us what you think when we say more than friends, but less than lovers. So far,
it was only 70.
Have to be the princess.
Oh, that's Momo, man.
That's Momo.
That's the wrong
one. Momo's clock is always turning at all times. That's for doggone sure. No, that's Momo B. So, all right. So now that we say this, now that we've kind of broken down the definition, I'm going to ask each and every last one of you, do you have a person in your life now?
Yes.
Or ever had a
Yes.
Who do I go to first? Okay, Momo B, why don't you tell us about your more than friend but less than lover person?
Oh, well, he flirts with me all the time, but he's so young, but he's so cute.
He's young? Are you?
Yes.
What?
I just had to tell you. Wasn't you listening to what I was saying?
Come on, little boy. Here's a lollipop for you.
Oh, my God. So are you trying to tell me that you're digging in the cradles? I mean, is it that bad?
I'm not digging any place. I'm just telling you what's occurring in the situation at hand. You asked, and I'm telling you.
I'm listening. Yes, okay.
I said he keeps flirting with me. And he's
because you're a cougar. You want cougar me.
No, because I'm just a cool person, that's all. So everybody likes me, you know? Everybody likes me, you know? They do. Because I'm cool. But he's just so cute and adorable, and if I could, I would. But I can't.
Why can't you? Because
he has scruples, Mr. Elias.
I'm cold enough to be his mother, but we never went out drinking or anything yet, so we gonna see what's going to happen.
There it is. That'll do it.
There you go, he's in after that. It's a done deal.
Wow, it is a done deal at that point. Wow,
but you know what?
What?
Situation number two ain't good, but number nine ain't good.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Momo B, for that answer. Okay, let me slide around here. Now, one of the things we're going to talk about on Saturday, and I'm glad she said that, I want you guys to think about this for the remainder of this week, and we're going to come back on Saturday and talk about it. Could you date someone that's either the same age or younger than your kids, if you have grown kids? Mm. We'll talk about that on Saturday. Keep that thought in mind. We're not going to talk about it tonight. All right, so here we go. Yeah, that's going to be good. We're going to talk about that Saturday right here on the J Rouse. So if we can, you know, we can make sure we're on the air. Okay, so now, let's slide to you, Miss E. Have you ever had a person that fell into this category of more than friends, but less than lovers? And do tell. We're a community radio show. We want to hear it all.
Well, Jay. Mm.
Yes, get comfortable, baby. Yes, yes.
Yes, I have.
Yes. So tell us all about it. So what happened? What made this person more than a friend?
Yeah. He had a great sense of humor. We laughed. We had
a
lot in common.
Don't be a hater.
He was handsome.
Oh, you talking about me for real now? Yeah, yeah.
He was bald.
Oh damn! See, I told you.
Oh,
I told you.
My Lord.
Y'all stop it. You
do
it.
He like cheese buttons from White Castle.
Oh, see, here it comes. I don't give a damn. Y'all can say what y'all want to. Y'all can say what y'all want to.
Get those hairs
off me. Yeah, say what you want to about me. Yeah, I'm gonna get.
I keep seeing you in boxer shorts and t-shirts.
off your damn shoulders. Stop being haters. So anyway, Missy, please finish your story.
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, it just came down to that. We just wanted different things in life, and that part, we just didn't get serious into a relationship. So,
did he hit it or what?
Man, shut up.
What's wrong with you?
He's crazy. He's crazy.
That's a question.
He's nuts.
Did it
really
or what? I'm
deciding. Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
Michelle,
yes. More than friends, but less than lovers. Come on, Michelle, yes. Think about it now.
Hey, the way she's talking, he's going to be more than anything.
Thank you, Michelle, yes. We're moving right along. Okay, so now let me slide on over to okay, Johnny Graham Cracker, brother.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Okay, a person that was more than a friend, but less than a lover. Tell us the story. We want to hear. We are inquiring minds.
No old people.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
I'll just make it short and quick.
Uh-oh.
We were together. We were fun. Then I married her.
You are so lame. That is kind of whack.
Because you are lovers. Because I imagine that if you're married, that you guys have, you know, exchanged DNA somewhere along the line. So I imagine what you're saying is just not true, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
No, I never really had one like that.
So either they was either a friend or they were a lover. There was no in between. Basically,
either
that's what you're saying.
Yep.
Because you're a pimp like that. Okay, hey, I understand, brother. Hey, listen, I understand, man. The game is strong. All right, so now let me slide on down to, here we go. Dr. Princess Idalia, the queen of inspiration. What young fella that was almost the inspiration to you? And you cannot use GOG because we all know that story. So, yes.
No, but you, okay, let me tell you. There's this person who... Okay, we had an encounter. Like,
hold up. Did that encounter? Okay, let me ask you a question. Because I want to ask questions. I want to make sure we have full disclosure.
We had sex before. Now, listen.
Oh, that's not it then. You're not listening to the question.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Years ago. But now, then that person later, we still maintain friendship, but it was very apparent. We didn't go there anymore. And so
but you already went there.
Listen.
But
though.
You didn't enjoy
there was this friendship. There was this friendship developed, like brother, sister, like that's my boy.
That's incest.
But guess what? No. He was like, that was like my dog, my boy. But guess what? He started liking me.
So that was
and
a bottle of Moscato.
It was just this matter of.
It was a hot summer night. He climbed in my window, and I was butt naked. But it was just apparent.
I mean, you know.
So y'all were friends.
We were more than friends only because we were like really, really close, like best friends.
So
he took it to the other. He tried to.
So y'all were friends first. I'm just trying to break. So you guys were friends first. But then he started liking you. What was his name by chance? Was his name Stevie Wonder? Was it Stevie Wonder? Brian Jelly. Yeah. Dang it, Stevie.
What's his name, Stevie Wonder? No, but he started liking me, and I didn't like him like that. Yeah.
Oh, I thought his name was Stevie. Anyway, so you're saying that this person, his name wasn't Stevie Wonder. Okay, you said he started liking you. I was wondering, did he have on shades and a cane by any chance, perhaps?
Whatever. No? Anyways, I but you know,
this person, it was sort of like at first it was a very awkward, uncomfortable type scenario.
It was very uncomfortable for him, yes.
It was uncomfortable for me because I didn't want, it's like, I didn't want to like hurt his feelings, and then took me a minute to realize like
hurt his feelings.
Not playing. He's really starting to like me. And
how did you know?
Kind of
what were the signs? What were the signs? Give us the signs. What did he do to make you say,
okay,
huh?
I'm on the phone. Okay, for example, I'm like, maybe didn't talk to him for a couple of days or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, hey, are you going to like come by and see me, talk to me, something? Are we going to?
Wow.
Okay, we
that's really
have
a telltale sign right there.
And then I was like, no, you know. Or then he would ask me, like, who are you talking to or who was that? Asking me who, you know, who am I on the phone with? Or if I say, you know what, let me call you back. I've got another call. And then it just became apparent. And I said, you know what? And I laugh and I say, you know what? You're not my man. What are you doing? I can talk to whoever I want to talk to. And then it was like, you know what? What do you mean I'm not your man? I'm like,
okay,
ah!
Sue.
God.
Oh.
So anyway, so yeah. So it was like that kind of an awkward situation.
So he wasn't
like a friendship went south. And, I mean, I don't
so,
know.
So, oh. So he wasn't blind or nothing. He really accepted you for who you were.
It was Michael Jackson, man.
I told you, when I see you, Jay, just keep your mouth, bring your mouth and your jaws up.
I am. Well, you're right. You know, when I see you, the only thing I'm going to say to you is this.
I can kick your faces and go and make some gorilla cookies.
I'm going to say to you, when I see you, that's the only thing I'm going to say to you. Gorilla cookies, that's the only thing. Yeah, whatever. It ain't going to happen. Listen, I'm not blind little jelly. I can see, okay? I can see. So you're not going to sit here and fool me with any of that stuff. Yeah,
oh,
whatever.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Yeah, I know.
I want my daddy's record.
I know. Blind Melon Jelly. Okay, so anyway. So thank you for that long, boring air story. Thank you. All right, so let's slide on down to Miss Elliott. Yeah, slide. Electric slide, by the way. So, Miss Elliott, man, okay. Give us the situation of female. Oh, I already know who it is. A female that was more than a friend, but less than a lover. Give us the juicy details. We're a community radio show. We want to hear this.
Never had one.
Never had one.
Oh, that's so. I cannot even believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. Miss Elliott.
Okay.
Oh.
I never had one.
You never had a person that was more than a friend, but less than a lover.
Right. Never had one.
Because everybody with him has always been lovers.
No, they haven't. That's what that is.
Overweight lover in the
house. Oh, that may be true. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Maybe so. I don't know. Okay, let me go to Miss Terry. Miss Terry, baby.
Please,
walk out the swingers bar for a second and take this phone call, please.
Oh, stop.
Step outside.
Stop.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're straight. All right, good. Listen, give us an example of a person that was more than a friend, but less than a lover.
When I was working in the hospital, I had a friend that we would, you know, sneak off in the rooms and stuff, or he'd see me coming in, and I'd go in a patient's room, and he'd go behind me. Just love it. It was just funny.
She's saying this with fond memories. Oh, yeah.
It was.
I
never missed a day at work for 3 years.
Oh, damn. Damn. Well, hold on.
He's
okay, Mr. Terry. Oh, my God. So, Miss Terry, but remember now, the second part, less than lovers. So
we never went that far.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No,
see, that's see, you know, kudos to Miss Terry, because that's exactly what we're talking about. That's a perfect example of a more than friends than less than lovers. You know what, girlfriend? Give yourself a damn hand, because what you did was outstanding.
I never went that far with my knees ever saying that.
Mama B, I want my kudos too.
What'd you say, Mama? I said I never went that far with mine either.
But
I
you have
her hand clap.
But hold on, I'm not giving her no hand clap because trust me, for every one she didn't, there was other ones that she did. So no, hell no. No.
Yeah.
Right. Listen, this is Mama B we're talking about, folks. Y'all know who she is. Y'all know who we are. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Everybody knows that, yeah, Momo B may not have got with that one, but trust me, remember the uncle story she told about 2 weeks ago? Remember that story?
Oh my God.
Remember the uncle story? Do you remember? Do you remember that she heard her friend? That what kind of friend is this? Her and her friend made a tape. Remember the story. So you listen, I'm not going to bore you with the details, even though it's not boring. I just can't tell it like she did. You need to go back and listen to the archives. So stop it. There's no mystery with you, Momo B.
But he wasn't my friend. He wasn't nothing. I didn't even know the man.
That's even worse. That's even worse. He wasn't even a more than friend. He was just, he went past all that stuff.
Yeah, I can see that. Momo B is mean.
Momo B ain't mean, brother. Momo B is horny. That's the word you need to use for her.
I am not.
Oh, my God. You are. Listen, what did I say to you a few weeks ago? I said, why do you always act the way you do? I asked you that. Did I not?
And what'd I say?
Well, let me give you an example. Hey, Momo B, how's the weather going on in your neck of the woods? It's hot and sticky like my thighs. Like that. This is what you say.
I'm just trying to give you a picture. You know, I want you to understand what I'm talking about.
But it's the weather. We're asking about the weather. Not, you know, it's hot and sticky like my thighs. Okay, what does that have to do? Do they do that on the Weather Channel? No. No.
I wish they did. I would crack it out.
Oh, see, there it is. I see, once again, she cannot control herself. This is what she does. This is who she is.
Hey, thank you. Love me or leave me, baby. Love me or leave me.
347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. We got a late start tonight, folks, and we changed the format around. Still, you're getting, hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. And, of course, the weekday warriors, we know we appreciate you guys because you guys are always making things happen for us. So anyway, J-Rod Show Wednesday night. Now listen, one of the things I want to make an announcement about, we have gone into a agreement with an agency, okay? So hopefully within next Wednesday we'll have a turn back into who's Wednesday. So we have an agreement with these people. I've been on the phone with them. These people represent Mary J. Blige and a whole bunch of other folks. So we're going to start getting people up in here on Wednesday nights because Wednesday is supposed to be Who's Wednesday. So, you know, once again, we want to do that. So, anyway, I appreciate each and every last one of you hanging out with us. The QOD, the question of the day, should it matter the sex of a person? And I think I asked everyone on the panel tonight what the question. It doesn't matter the sex of the person if, and you fill in the blank.
Ask me.
That's because you weren't here.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'll ask you now. Why not? We have a few minutes to kill. I'll ask you now. So here's the QOD. Dr. Prince is out to you. Should it matter the sex of a person? Let's say that, okay, if a female walks up behind you, Dr. Prince is out to you, and squeezes your buttocks, what would you do?
Feel on my booty.
Well, first of all, I might have reflex and go inside her head because that's disrespect.
Okay.
All right. It'll reflex. I'll backslap her or something. And
okay.
Nobody should just.
Right. So now let me.
I gave them permission to.
Okay. Right. Good. Because that's what everyone wants: permission to grab your buttocks. Okay. Let me switch this for you. Let's say that Idris Elba walked up behind you and grabbed your buttocks.
Same thing. And you know I love him. I love him, but I'm helping.
You know what? You have my respect. That's what I'm talking about. She just proved the point for the QOD. Should it matter the sex of the person if a person is disrespecting you? You know what? Kudos to you.
He's lying to you. He's lying to
you. I'm going to give you some damn hand claps for that.
No, because I would. And definitely him. You know, I think Momo B and I, we talked about this one day, Jay, when you were not here.
Nice talk about it.
No. We talked about it.
Stop.
And we said someone like him would even have a harder rope to tow if he crossed the line, and it would be harder for him.
Oh, stop. You're lying.
Stop.
Thank you. Stop it. You're lying.
Well, you know what?
I want to say something because you never asked me the question, Jay. What you asked me about sexual harassment on the job and what I tell my boss. But you never asked me the question about if somebody grabbed my booty, a male or
yes,
female. You never said
I think
that.
I did.
No, no. You said, if somebody was sexual harassing you at work, is what he asked me. Would you tell your boss? That's what he asked me.
Okay, well, calm down, Tito Jackson.
And I
said I wouldn't tell
my boss because
well,
I killed
right.
her on my own. That's what I said.
Slow down,
that's
Tito.
What you asked, and that's what I said.
Slow down, Tito.
Okay, I got you. No problem, Tito Jackson. I got you. So let me ask you the question then, Tito, since you're getting all sensitive
and
all that.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah,
thank
okay,
you.
Yeah. All right. So, Momo B, you've heard me ask the question 1,000 times. Well, I'll ask it 1,001 times. Okay, if a female walks behind you, if she walks in behind you, Momo B, and grabs your buttocks, what would you do?
Well, to be quite honest, I don't like to be grabbed by anybody. I don't like nobody grabbing me, male or female. I don't like grabbing. I don't like it. That's not something, I don't care who it is. It could be Idris, it could be whoever. Don't grab me. But if you want to slowly and gently rub on it.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you very much. Stop. Thank you very much. I knew it. And see, so Johnny Graham Cracker, do you see why? This is why.
Man,
that's it.
She's a freak.
Yeah. She don't want nobody. She don't dance. She just wants your body.
If you want to rub on it,
that's what I'm saying. See, it's getting a little too late now. See this?
Hook her up the red wine then.
Yeah. This is why, Johnny. This is why. We don't ask her these questions because we know the answers. We know her answers. We know her.
I'm just getting to know her.
Well, I know, but hopefully after tonight you have a better understanding of who Momo B is. And let's review. Momo B is a person that will, if she has your kid in her possession when gunfire breaks out, you might as well kiss your kid goodbye, because if Momo B ain't, you're going to see Momo B, but you're not going to see that kid because it's over. So she'll leave your kid, you know, when the going gets tough. She used to sell drugs. Okay, she made a porn film with some dude with a damn ski mask and a cape on. The best advice that she gave someone is you have the right to remain silent.
Oh my God,
who are you dealing with, man? I just want you to understand this.
No,
really.
That was the best advice that was given to me.
Well,
you're right.
There it is. So that tells you what's going on. You understand?
The best advice was you got a right to remain.
Yeah. So that's what you're dealing with. We know her. So trust me, that's the reason why we don't ask her half the questions, because it's redundant. We know what she's going to say. But her answers are funny as hell.
If you want to ask me a question, I'm going to be like, don't ask me. You already know the answer.
Right. You can't help yourself. Oh, my God, folks, it has been fun tonight. First of all, I want to say once again, thank you so much, in all seriousness, to Cynthia. She really came through for us tonight. And so she was able to help you get your laugh on. Because I know that without the J. Ross show in your life, it could be very tough for you. It really could be. Really tough. I mean, some people, you know, listen, I know. I understand. You can't go this long without hearing the sexy FM pipes of 1J Rao. I understand.
Nobody's thinking about you, Jay.
You can't go a week without hearing the devilish grin and sexual escapades of 1JRao. I know. Are you done, Miss Elias? Are you done?
Are you?
Because you're talking about his girl. You know, Momo.
Yeah, well, you don't care. But anyway, so bottom line is, you can't go a week without hearing the inspirational word. Well, maybe you can do a week without that. Okay, never mind. I digress.
No, you better sing.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so
sorry.
I'm
sorry. Well, no, they can't. Sorry. So anyway, so I know you need this.
It's
a drug.
Say it.
Who told you that?
What? Yes.
Say they cannot go without the inspiration.
Okay.
Who told you that?
Always hits my show.
Let me try it. Okay.
Say it.
Okay. I'll try. I'll try my best. Okay. So once again, I said you can't go without hearing my smooth FM voice. You can't go.
Who told you that?
You can't go a week without hearing the very sexy and the sexual escapades of one Momo B. You can't go a week without hearing whether or not Miss Terry's been to a swingers bar or not since the last time we all met. And, of course, you always love the sexy voices of Miss E. You can't go a week without listening to the very sexy voice of Miss E.
Uh-huh. Come on.
And you can't go a week without being inspirized. You probably could go a week without that, okay? You probably could go a week without inspiration from her. Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
You want to treat me like that. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. We're going to be honest here. I mean, listen, we have a few minutes left. Listen, do you really and truly think that people that listen to this show want to be inspirized by your ass?
Yes, I do.
Do you really? What gives you the impression that they want to be inspired?
Yeah, baby.
See, Miss Elias is having fun pressing buttons like a little kid just in the store. Like, hey, what does this button do? Okay, so anyway, so do you really and truly think? Okay, let's just ask people. We have two of our favorite listeners on the show. Miss E, can you go a week without listening to the inspirational words of one Dr. Princess Ardilia?
No, I can't, Jay.
Oh, you are such a homer. Oh, my gosh, she's lying. Hit her in the head, Miss Elias. Hit her in the head. She is lying.
Who told you that?
Hell no. She's lying.
Why do you say that?
So you're trying to tell me that you cannot go a week without getting the inspirational word of one Dr. Princess Ardilia?
Yes.
So how many times have you tuned in to the True Purpose Development Show then, Miss E?
Well,
That's what I thought. So if you can go a week without listening to, if you can't go a week.
Because there are thousands of downloads in archives, so maybe that's it.
Hey, you didn't say if she can go months without listening to it. That was the truth.
Oh, that was the key. You're right. Okay. You're right. So, okay, Missy, thank you for those lines you just told. Okay, let me ask Miss Terry. Miss Terry,
yeah.
Can you go a week without listening to the spoken word or the inspirational words of Dr. Princess Ardilia?
I listen to her on her show, so I don't really have to hear her. I mean, I love you, Princess O, but I don't really have to hear you on Jay's show. I mean,
Wait a minute, you listen to the True Purpose Development Show?
I listen to her show all the time.
Huh? Wow.
Hey, why do you do that? Why
what
do
I do?
I'm on your network. You are supposed to support all of the people.
I do support you.
But you always diss my show.
I know that. I can't go a week without listening to it.
See. Okay, let me ask Miss Elias. Let's make it official. Can you go a week without listening to Dr. Princess Ardilia's spoken word, inspirational words?
No, I can't because she's on every damn show we got. Go a week without listening to her.
That was funny. Okay, Dr. Princess Ardilia, we love you. We love your inspiration. Matter of fact, why don't you give us a little bit of inspiration right now?
You want some inspiration right now?
I do. Can I get about 2 minutes of inspiration? Because we can't go without it.
Absolutely. I'm always ready. You know,
I know you are.
I am. Okay.
I know.
You know, today.
Yes. Yes.
I had the opportunity of speaking to someone, a group
yes.
of people, actually.
Really?
And we were talking about the need for the youth. And, you know, my motto is that if you save our youth, you save our world.
Hit me presidential style!
What the hell was that?
What was all that?
Slow jam.
Stop, Miss Elias. Just stop. Can you look? Miss Elias is like that kid that's on rhythm and touching everything. Can you just slow down? Stop, Miss Elias. Stop. Yes.
Okay.
Before you
were
so rudely interrupted by Miss Elias.
Yeah. So, what was interesting is that as a group of us sat around this boardroom
yes.
table talking about what we're going to do to save the youth,
yes.
it was quite apparent that there are so many youth that are struggling with depression and stress in America,
oh.
particularly in my state, Michigan and Detroit, that the children are going through. And we were talking about the educational system. And in that, we were talking about the need for diversity in the way our children are being taught. So what I want to say is this. As we talked around that table today, we began to throw out ideas and really pay very close attention to some of the things that we probably don't pay attention to often, and that is the voice of our youth, the cry for help when instead of being medicated, with A for ADD and being forced to conform to a traditional way of thinking and studying instead of allowing for our children to have an open mind and to be creative and empowering them to be positive, etc., we suppress them. So as we sat around the table and we implemented something in our community that's going to launch education to our parents and our teachers of how to inspire our youth to be themselves, inspire them to be creative thinkers and doers so that we can have happy children building happy communities and happy homes. So I want to inspire
yes.
everyone who's listening, the voice of your children, it does matter. And as we did in our community and as the Bountiful Opportunities Group is doing globally with the True Purpose team, reaching out to the youth, I want to empower, inspire, invite all of you to join this mission, this challenge of change that's needed for the youth, and reach out and touch somebody. Start something that will make a difference, not only in this generation, this lifetime, but in lifetimes to come.
Wow, as we listen to the smooth sounds of a flute from Southwest Asia. Can you feel it, folks?
Come here, you bastard.
Can you see David Carradine from Kung Fu walking through the desert barefooted as Grasshopper from Kung Fu?
I have one more thing to say.
No, you don't. We don't want to hear it. No, you don't. We're done with you.
The power is in the mind.
Is it really?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get
wow. I was mesmerized. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm
I
so mesmerized. Like
the music you were playing, the flute thing, that reminds me of when I get my massages. That's the type of music. I did really just feel relaxed. 5 minutes ago, I was relaxing. I was zoning out.
Oh, wow. Did it feel good? Are you inspired? Let me ask. Mama B, are you better than you were 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, I actually am.
Thank you very much. Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, are you better than you were 5 minutes ago?
Huh? I'm just waking up.
They put on meditation music. I wasn't doing meditation. I wish they would have told me, and we could have done a meditation exercise. That would have been great.
And I was out. I
yes.
got drool and everything.
I got drool and everything. Miss E. Baby, are you feeling better than you were?
Oh, yes, Jay. It took me back to last Wednesday when I was in the quiet room at the day spa. I'm with you, Mama B. And I was just like,
oh. What? It's so funny. Dang.
that I need to, that's an old song that I would play as a part of meditation on the True Purpose Development.
We're meditating right now.
I think at the end of the show, before I close out the first half, we should bring it down a little bit and allow for people
listen to the harps.
Just relax, right, and come into a
peaceful
space.
Are you wearing a toga right now? Wrapped up in a sheet. Listen to this. This is good stuff. Inhale. Exhale. Do you feel the inspirational spirits going through your body? Yes. You know what? This song, this whole thing makes me feel great. And I really feel like I want to be inspired. But I have my own meditation music, Dr. Princess, on D. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Pretty please, I want us to share this moment together. Would you like to hear my inspirational music, Dr. Princess?
Oh, just leave us right here. We're in a very quiet space.
We are. But I feel like meditating as well. And this is what I do when I meditate. As we listen to the harps played by old white people. Basilius, it is time for us to play our meditation music, Basilius.
You go first, I go.
Yeah! That's my meditation music! What were you saying before that? No, you said what happens after that?
After that?
Bang!
Bang! Bang! Bang! Bang! Woo! That please. Yeah, that's right. That is absolutely correct, Mundo. Yeah, so now it is time for our final thoughts. It's been a hell of a show, a hell of a ride today. I know we stayed, you know, well, we're not past our time, actually. This is how it kind of worked out because of the late start. But we appreciate each and every last one of you who hung out with us. I know there are some people still straggling around the chat room. We appreciate you guys. Hey, Gen X is in the house. Hey, girl. We're about to shut it down, baby, but I'm glad you came. Thank you so much. All right, so now it's time for our final thoughts. And Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Final thoughts, big dog.
Man, I love your show. I'm going to be attending a lot more now. Just getting back to the computer. So, we're going to be having fun. And then y'all get to show out, too.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See what family's all about. See how it works, Dr. Princess Aldea. See how he just said, I am in for the long haul. I love it. That's my man. I love me some Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, you can hear him doing what he does best on the J. King Network, Kings in the Morning from 10 to 12, my time. But if you're on the East Coast, it's 11 to 1 your time. And if you are on the West Coast, it is from 8 to 10 their time. So, hey, tune in. It's a funny show. Appreciate you hanging out with us, Big Dog. Appreciate it. Always love when you're in the house.
But I also run a dash show, too.
Oh, that's right. Tell you what, man, tell everybody, man, break it down. Come on, man, tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm running the Honeycomb Hideout, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Friday the 7th.
Yeah. Mr. Ellis, we need to get through there. Matter of fact, we're coming this Friday. Mr. Ellis, let's get to the show on Friday. Let's get out there, man. I love that name, man. I love that name. So we'll be there. And from 6 to 7, okay, so we can do that because Ladies First won't be on. Okay, good, we can do that. All right, we'll be there on Friday, brother. And everybody that's listening, we want to see you guys over there on Friday, too. So show up, let's support them. I love his stuff, love it, love it. Appreciate you, man. Miss E, baby, final thoughts, girl.
Well, it was great hanging out with you tonight. And
yes.
I just want you to remember, live, laugh, and love.
You see, there it is. There it is. There it is. She does that all. It was nice hanging out with you tonight, Jay. Just live life and love. Well, thank you, Miss E, for that. And I'm inspirized and something else after those comments. Thank you very much. Thank you. So now, oh boy, here we go. Dr. Princess Idalia, the queen of inspiration. Final thoughts.
Well, my final thought is this. I do want everyone to spend more time with your youth, paying attention and listening to them. And don't be afraid to step away from tradition, because unfortunately, it is in a world of insane people where the majority seems to be sane. And we want to give our children a better opportunity in life. I want everyone to tune in tomorrow night to the True Purpose Development Show, the new two-hour True Purpose Development Show. First hour, we've got Judge Sheila Johnson, who happens to be the first African-American woman, African-American, period, to be in the position that she's in now as over. She's the top judge in the 46th District Court here in Oakland County, and she will be the first African-American female to be appointed as judge if she is elected for the Supreme Court. And we want to show our support and also to come and listen. Second hour, it's Keeping It Real with yours truly and Momo B. And we have a whole lot of fun the second hour. Ms. Terry, I think, can attest to that too last week. She was kind of shocked. But anyway, shocked of how we do it over there. So I want you guys, we're going to be a little lighter tomorrow because we do have the judge, and we want to be respectful of her presence here on the network.
She's probably a freak, too. She's probably a freak. Let it go.
No, we're not going to.
Thank you, Dr. Princess Idalia. Thank you for taking everyone off.
Oh, and join me on Facebook on Dr. Princess Idalia.
Gotta go.
This person has to get her at the end of the damn show. I mean, we gotta hit her at the end of the damn show. You're taking up everybody else's time. Good gracious. Momo B, baby, final thoughts, girl. Jeez,
Well. To all my friends right here on the TJRS network, here we go. In conjunction with More Than Friends, Less Than Lovers, I can't wait to get to the next level with each and every one of you.
He's stupid. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Thank you. Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Wow. See, I love that. I love it. Short, quick, and nasty to the point. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Elias, man. Final thoughts, though.
Hey, if you a freak, don't stop being a freak because somebody coming on your show. Freak it up. Also.
Freak it too. Jeez.
Stop being a freak. Well, y'all got a freaking show going on Thursday. Stop it. Hey, let your booty shine. Speaking of booty, I like booty.
Yeah.
Booty's more than breathing. Booty's more important than water. Girl, I like it. I said, come on, let me tell you something. I like you and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Well, thank you, Mr. Elias, for those words of inspiration as we continue to do the things that we do throughout the week. Wow. And I want to say, since I have a few minutes to say, to give final thoughts, I want to give my final thoughts to Cynthia.
Is that a horse?
Shut
the barn door.
Cheeseburgers out there, fella. Really? Burgers, crackers. Tamales, sound like all kinds of stuff in your throat, that dog.
I would love to say thank you so much to Cynthia from Blog Talk Radio for helping us out this evening. You are my new BTR angel, and you've been listening the whole time, which I'm shocked. So thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. And hopefully you will join us again real soon under better conditions. You know how people say, we wish when they go to funerals, we need to meet under better conditions. Well, Cynthia, we need to meet under better conditions. Okay? Thank you. And au revoir, au revoir. All right, Miss Ellie Esme, can we shut this damn thing down?
By all means, let's do it.
Did you say no?
Jay, can I say one more word?
Yeah, sure.
Cynthia, could we please feature the show tomorrow night for the True Purpose Development Show? Could that be?
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
All right, so Miss Ellie, it's like you were saying, can we shut this thing? There it is. So for Miss Ellie S, for Johnny Crabcrack and Davis, for my baby Momo B, Dr. Princess of the Year, Miss E, and everybody else that showed up, I'm Jay. God bless. We'll see you next time. Peace.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.